Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video podcast, Question Reality, or Reality Ain't What It's Supposed to Be, where I talk about how your current reality is not really current reality, and your dreams and desires, what you want to be, do, and have in your life, is your real current reality. And I show you how to focus your attention upon your dreams and desires to, first of all, be happy, and second of all, manifest those joyful, abundant dreams and desires into physical reality, which is what you came to this planet Earth to do. You're a creator here to create your dreams and desires of improvement and more and fun and exciting things into physical reality. So, enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, articles, and podcasts, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video podcast, share it with your friends, please, so that they can get something from it. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, now to my video, Question Reality, or a Reality Isn't Real, or Current Reality is old news, or reality ain't what it's supposed to be. Current reality is your old reality. Most people believe that what they see around them, the things in their lives that have manifested around them, their finances, their jobs, businesses, relationships, etc., are current reality. From a basic, I can see it and I can feel it way of perceiving a reality, well, that is true. But from a much higher perspective and a much more self-empowered perspective, from a law of attraction perspective, everything that is currently in your life is actually old news. Especially the things in your life where there is lots of room for improvement. Things that you don't like and don't want. That is because every thought you have previously had based on your beliefs and what you have been taught are what have manifested into your life now based on these past thoughts. So, in a true sense, what has manifested in your current reality, in quotes, is not current at all. It is your past based on your past thinking. Because there is a delay in the manifestation process between you having the thought and it manifesting physically into physical reality. So whether you are pleased with your current reality or not, it is essentially your past because it is our natural state of being as creators to always be creating and always be desiring more and greater improvement. So regardless of what you have, your inner desires for more and better are your real current reality. Your desires are your current reality, even though they have not physically manifested yet, because you're having the thought now, this is the desire now, that's more of your current reality. They are your current reality because everything begins vibrationally first with a thought. And even through time, these vibrational thoughts and ideas and desires and dreams eventually manifest physically. So your vibrational dreams, goals, and desires are really your current reality because they are the first creation. They are the first thought, etc. And these dreams and desires manifest. They actually manifest instantly, vibrationally as soon as you think about them. And your source holds them for you vibrationally until you raise your vibration high enough to allow these vibrational manifestations to become physical. You ask and you actually do receive. You just don't know it yet because it hasn't manifested physically, but it has manifested vibrationally. Everything you ask for instantly manifests vibrationally. So, this physical reality with all of its passion and drama and conflict and contrast is all essentially the past. What exists physically now in your current, quote-unquote, reality is a dinosaur. It is already dead and buried, but you keep resurrecting it every day with your attention upon it. The things in your life that you dislike and don't want, that won't seem to go away and don't seem to change, well, the reason these things that you dislike and don't want keep haunting you is because you keep focusing your thoughts and attention upon them. So you keep recreating those old ghosts into your current reality. And the only way to change that is by letting those old ghosts finally rest in the old reality graveyard by ceasing to give your attention to them. If you want change in your life, you've got to learn how to focus your attention upon your true, quote, current reality, which is your vibrational reality, which means you must focus your attention upon what you want, your dreams and desires, not on what you've got and what you don't like and don't want. You've got to become a master of focusing upon what you do like and do want. Sick and tired of your bank account being empty? Well, stop focusing on what is allegedly your current reality and focus on your real current reality, your leading edge reality, which is the vibrational fact that you are rich and your vibrational bank account is jam-packed full of millions of dollars because you have had the desire to be rich. You have had the desire for improvement. Your desires are your real current reality. Your lack of finances is the old dead ghost. You being free and happy and wealthy and having fun with your wealth and traveling the world and having new cars and a new house, etc., that is your real current reality. Your unsatisfactory, displeasing relationships are your old, dead relationships. So let them finally die and move on to your big, wonderful, sensual, awesome, loving relationships. Your crappy partners and negative, bitching friends and annoying relatives and your unsatisfactory, unlikable co-workers and crappy bosses are old, dead ghosts. Let them all go. And the people that you desire to keep in your life, but improve the relationship with those people, well, let the old relationship with those people go and embrace the new relationship that you have desired with them to manifest. Any, quote, current reality that is not fun and boring and it's stagnant and unlikable and undesirable is an old, dead reality. So let it stay dead. Stop resurrecting the dead by continually giving your attention to undesirable realities. Your life can become a joyful, romantic comedy rather than a horror movie if you learn how to focus your attention upon what you want rather than on what you don't want. Remember, what you don't like and don't want is the Jurassic error. What you do like and do want is your current reality. And you've got to learn how to feel that real current vibrational reality into existence. Because the more you allow yourself to feel the excitement of your desires, the sooner those desires will manifest into physical reality. If you feel bad, then you're thinking about your old, decaying, dying reality. If you feel good, then you are thinking about your new, growing, expanding, exciting realities. If you're feeling bad, then you are thinking, why me? Poor me. Why does this crappy thing I don't like keep happening to me? Wham, wham, wham. But if you're feeling good, you're thinking about why you want what you want. You're thinking about how exciting it feels now to have $1 million in your bank account. You're thinking of all the amazing places you're going to travel to with all that money you have. You're thinking about the amazing cars you will drive and the amazing houses you will have and the amazing lovers and friends you will have. If you're feeling good, you're feeling your desires. Get that. I'm going to repeat that. If you're feeling good, you are feeling your desires into physical reality. That's how you create what you want. You got to feel what you want into physical reality. If you don't feel it and it's not vibrating in your feelings, your emotions, it's not manifesting, baby. If you're feeling bad, you're feeling your old beliefs and programs and what you dislike and don't want into physical reality. I'm going to repeat that so you get that. So if you're manifesting crap in your life, it's because you've been feeling into your reality old crappy stuff. That stuff that feels so tangible and so passionate and so dramatic. Well, you're feeling that crap into your life over and over again. If you're feeling bad, then you are entranced by what is allegedly your current reality that is allegedly causing you pain, but nothing actually causes you pain other than how you react to it and what you choose to decide about it and what you choose to decide to feel about it. If you're feeling good, then you're entranced by your real current reality, your vibrational reality, your dreams and your desires that you know will give you pleasure. The pleasure begins now by imagining and feeling that future pleasure now. That is how the future is created now, by you feeling it now. When you feel your desires that do not yet exist physically, you feel these desires into physical reality. To create what you want into physical reality, you've got to feel them into existence. You've got to vibrate them into existence. Because the universe does not pay attention to what you say. It pays attention to what you're vibrating. It pays attention to what you're feeling. It doesn't care what you're thinking. It cares what you're feeling about what you're thinking. You've got to be happy. Sorry, you've got to happy your desires into existence. I'm going to say that again. You've got to happy your desires, your dreams into existence. So get happy by feeling the excitement of your desires, and your desires will manifest. But try to manifest your desires in order to feel happy, and your dreams and desires will elude you. They will elude you because you must feel what you want into reality. The reason you want what you want in the first place is you know or you feel like it will make you happy. So the vibration of what you want is happiness. So you've got to be happy now. You got to get happy now. You got to choose to be happy now. You got to get a mindset of happiness. You got to learn how to appreciate what you like and love so you can be happy now, regardless of whether you have what you want or don't. You got to learn how to get happy now, even though you don't have what you want yet, because what you want is the same vibration as feeling happy. You get that? Get happy now so you'll manifest what you want, because what you want is going to make you happy. Same vibration. When you align with the vibration that you want, you manifest what you want. But if you're not happy now and your intention is to get that thing or that person, that relationship, that money, etc., to feel happy, well, you are not a vibrational match to this desire that will allegedly make you happy. So it cannot and will not manifest. So the process of creating what you want is get happy first. Then what you want will manifest. And you don't also, you don't want to use the strategy of, okay, I'll get happy first so that I can manifest what I want, so I'll be happy, because that's the same old pattern. You got to get happy first because that's what you want anyway. That's all you want, is to get happy, be happy, get happy, be happy, get happy. Like, because the purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is not to get things. The purpose of life is to have fun. The purpose of life is to create what you want because it's fun to do it. And most people get this all completely wrong. They thinking that the process of being happy is to get what you want first. And this leads people to another seriously faulty premise, which is the belief that I must get rid of what I dislike and don't want, so that what will be left will be what I do like and don't want. Let's say that again. And this leads people to another faulty premise, which is the belief that they must get rid of what they dislike and don't want, so that what will be left will be what they do like and do want. But that doesn't work either, because they're just focusing on old dead ghosts, and so their old realities keep haunting them again and again, because they keep resurrecting what they hate over and over again. It is a futile act of trying to get rid of what you dislike. It's absolutely much more empowered course of action to focus upon what feels good, which is your real and true current reality, which is your wonderful, exciting, adventurous, prosperous, unlimited, fun, sensuous, loving, joyful, blissful dreams and desires, which you want. Because you know, you feel like they're going to, you believe that they're going to make you feel happy. So feel your exciting dreams and desires into physical reality by allowing yourself to return to your childlike essence, where everything is new and amazing and there are unlimited possibilities. The cows in the distance are agreeing. And any dream can come true. Your own source is truly your own fairy godmother that literally grants every single wish you have into physical reality. But it's your job to believe. It is your job to believe in magic. It is your job to believe in fairies. It is your job to believe in unlimited possibilities. It is your job to pay no attention to physical reality and place your immense, powerful attention upon magical reality. Walt Disney knew the truth that this is indeed a magical creation and a magical planet and a magical universe, and absolutely anything is possible. And Napoleon Hill said it best, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring himself to believe, he can and will achieve. So what you can conceive, whatever magical, unlimited, exciting, fun possibilities you can imagine for your life, and even for the lives of others, that you can believe by aligning your mind and vibration to, by feeling the wonderful feelings of being, doing and having those dreams and desires, you will manifest into your physical reality. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you, and it is and does immediately. You have the unlimited power within you to literally manifest absolutely anything that you can imagine into physical reality. All it takes is focus. All it takes is joy. All it takes is fun. All it takes is the innocence and wonder of a child. So let that old codger that society has drummed into you go and embrace your true essence of the spirit of the child, and you will be, do, and have whatever you desire to have in your life. It is time now to return to your innocence. You are your own genie, and all of your wishes, dreams, and desires are coming true. Your wish is your command. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please share it with your friends. Now, my powerfully creative friend, these powerful teachings that I've just provided for you will only help you if you capitalize on the compound effect of daily rituals of success, where every day you are tuning up and raising your vibration and setting a positive mindset and a positive vibrational state to first and foremost be happy and to consciously and deliberately create what you want in your life from that basis of happiness, which is what this whole video was all about. So I recommend learning how to accomplish this daily attunement process with my daily success ritual series that is absolutely free of charge, available in my videos and podcasts section of my website at zakarvin.com. And there will be also be a link for that in the description of this video if you're watching this on YouTube, or in my post if you're watching this on Facebook. Because basically, if you don't consciously choose your own happy state, then life, society, the environment, and people around you will choose your state for you. And you will have an unhappy and unfulfilling life like most people, and you will fall back into your old patterns, and your dreams and desires will start to fade away, and you will lose your inspiration to keep moving towards your dreams. So you need something physical and tangible in your life that you can focus your powerful creative energy upon. You need a platform that you can focus upon that will give you the universe, so that the universe can provide you what you want. It has something physical to work with to channel the resources you need to make your dreams come true. Because the basic fact of the matter is the purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. And the result is never-ending fulfillment. You've come here to have fun. You've come here to be free, because you are free to create whatever you want. And you need a platform to work with on a daily basis that is based upon these principles of fun, freedom, and fulfillment that will create for you a life of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. The life you are meant to live, and which is your purpose of life on earth. You need something outside of a typical competitive, lack-oriented, soul-stealing, and dream-stealing basis of normal, quote-unquote, life, where you can place your powerful creative energy towards the creation of abundance, wealth, freedom, and joy, etc., that you want in your life and that you want for society. And by providing great value for others, because the only way you can really, really be fulfilled is by creating immense value for others, you can achieve the fun, freedom, and fulfillment you desire and deserve. You need something where the product is fun and freedom, which creates fulfillment. Because without fulfillment, there is no joy and there is no freedom. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're not fulfilled, you're not going to be happy. Without fulfillment, there is no true success. So if you're tired of struggling in life and you're tired of making decisions based on a lack of time or freedom, if you're tired of life pushing you around, telling you what you should do, rather than you choosing your own destiny, if you're sick and tired of doing jobs you hate, and sick and tired of having an empty bank account and being in debt, and sick and tired of having no time and no money to travel and do what you want when you want and spend time with your family, if you're sick and tired of not being able to do what you want, and if you're sick and tired of keeping your dreams and desires on the shelf, and if you're ready to have more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life, if you're ready to have a life of immense love, health, wealth, vitality, adventure, and excitement, where every day is a joyful, exciting adventure, because you can be, do, and have those things if you apply yourself and you have the right platform, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info, and I'll show you how with a quick 2-minute video. That's ilovefreedom.info, and I'll show you an amazing, priceless platform that can help you focus your powerful, creative energy to help you create a life of nonstop fun, freedom, and fulfillment, which is the life that I have. You can have that life too. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's get you on the road to more joy, more fun, more excitement, more amazing people, more freedom, more travel, more love, and let's get you on the road to complete fulfillment. My name is Zakiron, and thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share it with your friends. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Thanks again for watching this video. My name is Zakiron. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!